Thank you. housewife. All I wanted was to be your housewife. I'll iron your clothes. I'll shine your shoes. I'll make your bed and cook your food. I'll never cheat. I'll be the best girl you'd ever meet. And for a diamond ring, I'd do these kind of things. I'll scrub your floor. Never be a bore. I'd tuck you in. I do not snore. I'd wear your black eyes. Bake you apple pies. I won't ask why. And I'd try not to cry. Cause it's nearly midnight, and all I want with my life is to die a housewife, is to die a housewife.
Couldn't say it to your face. So I walked in the door. I couldn't say it to your face, but I won't be around anymore. It's my world. It's my song. Didn't ask you to sing along. In my
is a test of the Spaghetti Beans emergency broadcast system. If you are listening, you are a noodle. I repeat, you are a noodle.
Thanks for tuning in to Spaghetti Dreams. You're listening to Kate Chung, so you're either streaming it on the web or you're listening at 16:30 a.m. out of Los Angeles, California. We had a little delay, but you know, Mercury is retrograding up a shit storm, so thanks for bearing with. Appreciate you. We just heard some music. We want to know what you heard? All right. I'll tell you. The last song we heard was Arthur Russell, I Couldn't Say It to Your Face. Before that, Scott Walker, On Your Own Again. Coco Rosie, By Your Side. Geneva Jacuzzi with Macho Island. Men I Trust with the song I Hope to Be Around. And we started off with Tegan and Sarah, I Know, I Know, I Know. Feeling really 2007 with my music selections tonight. You'll see as some more comes up. But tonight is the super frost moon. It's big. It's close to the earth. The show's going to be just like winter. It's going to be kind of quick. It's the second to last Spaghetti Dreams of 2017. Thanks for listening. I love all you guys. So December 17th, the third Sunday, will be the last show of the year. So tune in. Maybe I'll see if I can do like a 2-hour or something extravaganza. That might be cute. But let's get into your advice. A little different format change. We used to just have letters written in, and now we're actually getting in phone calls. So right now, let's go to the line one. All right. Queuing it up. Okay, you're on Spaghetti Dreams.
Here, Spaghetti Dreams. So, it's hard for me to ask this question.
Hold on one sec.
Dear Spaghetti Dreams, so it's hard for me to ask this question, but it's something I juggle with in my mind almost every day. Like you, I'm an artist. I also work 3 part-time jobs and can hardly pay my rent. I want my art to be my full-time job, but I have been trying for over a decade. and I am still in the same spot I am now. When is it okay to, air quotes, give up and get an, air quotes, safe and normal job? Sincerely, Baroque.
All right, that was sad, but thank you for writing in, Baroque. And, you know, I really like that pen name, Baroque. It's spelled B-A-R-O-Q-U-E for the art historians out there. Yeah, you know, firstly, I love the pen name. Secondly, I mean, I struggle with this question you're asking. I hope, you know, this doesn't come as a shock to the listeners, but even with all the hard work that I do put into Spaghetti Dreams, and I really think about what music I want to play for you and the advice I give and the horoscopes that I channel for you, you know, it doesn't pay the bills. I'm a full-time working schlub myself, doing art things on the side, and it's fucking hard. I've lived in cities that were super cheap and cities that are more expensive, and either way, investing into your art and yourself can come at a lot of great costs. And when is it okay to give up? Never. Get a normal job, sure, go for it, but don't give up. I mean, you might need to adapt your art around your needs. Maybe your medium or the way you make art is restricting you from greater possibilities. You know, if you work late night shifts and they're keeping you from performing live, for example, start making pre-recorded videos on your own time. I mean, art should be fun. If you feel like your art is becoming more of a chore than, you know, fun, then try something new. I mean, working sucks. But unfortunately, we were born into a capitalist society, and technically we have to play the game. Or, I mean, you could be like an anarcho off the grid person if you like. I mean, whatever makes sense for you and your life. I don't know. I don't know how rustic you are. But don't stop making art. We need art, and we need more art and artists, and I love you. Sincerely, your carb queen on Spaghetti Dreams. Okay, we have caller. Let me queue up line two. Okay. All right, you're on the air with Spaghetti Dreams. What can I do for you?
Dear Spaghetti Dreams, I am a big brat baby when I don't get my way. I'm aware of this trait, but it doesn't stop me from feeling this way when someone flakes on me, changes the plan, doesn't come through with their promises, or says we're going to go eat somewhere and then we go somewhere else. So, like, okay, it's me. What do I do about it then? Sincerely, wham, wham.
All right. Thanks for writing or calling in, wham, wham. I heavily relate. And you know what? Admittance is the first step. Because you're a living brat doll. I mean, but shit. Okay. It sounds like maybe you might even be around people almost too much. I mean, if you're this particular, maybe you should do more shit by yourself. I mean, go out to eat by yourself. Enjoy your own company. I mean, maybe this reflective self-love time will help you be more patient and gentle with other people. But, you know, if your friends are flaking, that's also not cool. I mean, there's some things it's okay to be, you know, air quotes, brat about. But, I mean, just say what makes you mad in a non-bratty way. I mean, for me, I have a short temper. And if I have something I need to get off my chest, I like to step away from the problem, remove myself for just a little, even if it's a little bit, and go write down exactly what's bothering me. I mean, sometimes I'll even read back to the person who's maybe I'm having a problem with just because it's easier for me, and then you don't lose track of what is the source of the problem. You can actually solve it. You know, sometimes in the heat of moments and fights, we might lose sight on, you know, the real issues. So just go slow, you little brat. Go real slow. Love always, your carb queen, Spaghetti Dreams. All right, guys, I'm just gonna like keep it rolling. We're gonna listen to some tunes, and I'll come back with your horoscopes like in a couple songs. So now we got some Dead Moon, Running Out of Time on Spaghetti Dreams on Kijung.
There ain't no mystery here, we just try to get by. slamming on the colorful sky. You can't open their eyes once they give in to the lie. Baby, I know we're running out of time.
that was okay. That was a little Modest Mouse. I know. Tiny City Made of Ashes. And Dead Moon before that with Running Out of Time. A little Pacific Northwestness for ya. And let's get into your horoscopes. This is, I've been thinking about a lot of health and wellness and appreciating, you know, what you got and how to maybe further take care of yourself in the upcoming year and setting intentions, manifesting the shit you want to see. So let's do it. Here's your super frost, super moon, super horoscopes for your spaghetti dreams. Today is December 3rd, 2017. You know, think about these for your coming week. Aries, put some spoons in the freezer and lay them on your under eyes. Taurus, get you a Mr. Music Max man who can do both. Gemini, sea salt sucks out your death grime. Cancer, smell is a wild ass human sense. Buy yourself some flowers and light some incense nightly. Leo, take the jumbo size clown syringe and shoot it up your dang schnoz and splash out all the booger goblins that are not welcome here. Libra, laughter yoga is a practice where purposely making yourself laugh is said to be good for your body and mind. Try it out with the boss baby tonight. Virgo, get your nails done to match the eye color of your first ex. Scorpio, the moon is your main bitch, so don't forget to say hey to her on your good days. Sagittarius, icy hot as lube. Think about it. Capricorn, treat your feet to a retreat. Walk on some punishing pavement. Aquarius, art therapy is good for mental. Make a cute drawing on your burger patty with different condiments. And Pisces, listen, someone's got to take a me day, but you are already ahead of them, Pisces, taking a me month. And those were your long, super frosty moon horoscopes for December 3rd. Tune in for the last show of the year on December 17th. You're listening to khnradio.org and streaming live or 1630 a.m. out of Chinatown, Los Angeles. I'm going to play a couple songs. This is a quick, cute little show. Maybe I can do a nice, long, extended show for the last one of the year. I'll check with my sources. Thank you for listening. Many kisses, many frosty kisses. Go look at the moon. I don't know what you're doing. You can bring your phone or your headphones outside. Just go take a peek. I don't know what songs I'm going to play this out. I'm definitely going to play the song Happy Face by the Murlocs, and maybe I'll play an extra one. We'll see. But I'll see you for the last show of the year on December 17th. You've been listening to your Carb Queen on Spaghetti Dreams. Bye.